Now let's talk about another industry that knows changes are ahead, the credit card industry. President Obama signed a measure last Friday that brought sweeping changes. In general, the new law limits or even bans certain credit card fees and interest rate hikes. It requires timely posting of payments and will give cardholders more information about their accounts in plain English. We have more this morning from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Banks and other credit card companies have known since last year that the balance of power between consumers and lenders was about to change. For example, consumers will get more advance notice of interest rate hikes, and raising those rates will be restricted in some cases. So, what did some credit card companies do? Attorney Pamela Banks of Consumers Union says they raised rates while they still could.
We have seen them raise their interest rates on consumers in good standing, sometimes even doubling interest rates.
She has seen new fees being tacked on as well, and suggests that if you don't like what the credit card company is doing, tell them.
And oftentimes, if you question it, they will not charge you the fee or they will not increase your interest rate, but you have to be persistent.
While some companies have jacked up the cost of their credit cards, many others are already making the changes that will benefit consumers. Greg McBride, senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com, says consumers should be exploring what card is best for them. It won't be the same for everyone.
Ask yourself this question. Are you somebody who always, always, always pays the balance in full, or are you somebody who carries a balance, whether it's routinely or just occasionally? Because this is a real fork in the road in terms of how you shop for a credit card.
McBride says if you pay your bill in full every month, as 40% of Americans do, you're a perfect candidate for a rewards card, one that offers cash back, airline mileage, or other incentives. On the other hand, he says,
if you carry a balance, even occasionally, then your motivation needs to be getting the lowest interest rate you can and keeping your total costs of credit very low.
For example, McBride says, if you carry a high balance, your best bet may be a card that has the lowest interest rate, even if it has an annual fee. Websites such as Bankrates and another called BillShrink may be helpful in finding the best options for you. Another point, because the new rules will make it harder to raise interest rates on existing cards, banks and credit unions may try to woo consumers who have a strong payment history. Peter Pham of BillShrink.com cautions that before signing up for that special introductory offer, read the fine print or contact the card issuer directly.
And ask them things such as, you know, when is it considered a late payment? What is my interest rate today? What is the interest rate if I make a late payment? What happens if I go over my credit limit?
Do I get charged a fee for that? And if so, how much? These are just a few of the many questions consumers should ask now and again next year after the new rules are in effect. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.